to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Mike Poirier. I'm a teacher and tutor at LSATdemon.com. With me is the founder, Nathan Fox.
Hey, thanks for coming on, Michael. We have an email here from Brandon that says, I'm trying to figure out why I am receiving admissions offers and even full ride offers from top 20 to top 50 schools, but I have been waitlisted at a 100 plus school. The only reason I applied to this school was to get a really good offer I could possibly use in negotiations. I didn't even get in, let alone receive a full ride. Any thoughts as to why this would happen? Thanks, Brandon. Michael, you are Canadian and things are a little bit different in Canada. I'm assuming that this is an American applicant. So we're going to give advice related to American applicants here. Any thoughts about why Brandon might be getting full rides from schools ranked 20th to 50th, but then getting waitlisted at a school that's ranked 100 plus?
Well, my first thought would potentially be yield protection.
Absolutely. What is yield protection, Michael?
When a lower ranked school doesn't think that you're going to attend that school, they might yield protect you because they might not let you in at first because they want to see some reason that you might attend. In order to make themselves look better. They want to make themselves look more selective. And if they allow you in and you decide not to come there, that doesn't make them look good.
One of the factors that US News uses when they rank law schools is the yield at that school. If we look at the ABA 509 report for the best law school in the country, which is Yale University, at least they're perpetually number one in US News rankings. I don't know that they're actually better than, you know, Stanford, but they're perennial number one on those US News rankings. And if you look at the very top of their ABA 509 report, which is a document that they're required to publish every single year, you see that in 2020, they had 3,500 applications and they only had 262 offers of admission, which leads to an acceptance rate of 7.4%. Acceptance rate is another factor that is important. Yale, as far as I know, is the only school in the country that admits less than 10% of the people who apply to it. So it's actually exclusive. If you go a little bit farther down on the 509, we have enrollment rate from offers of admission. So of the 262 people that Yale admitted, it's kind of crazy that only 168 of those people accepted. So there's more people turning down Yale than you might think. I mean, that's 100 people who turned them down. They admitted 262 people and 100 people were like, no, I'm going to Harvard, or no, I'm going to Stanford.
Or I'm getting a full ride somewhere else.
I'm taking a full ride plus stipend to the University of Michigan or some other school in the top 14. So there are, it's actually warms my heart to know that there are a lot of people out there turning down Yale. It's hard to get that offer of admission, but you are not required to go there. It looks like roughly 2/3 of the people, 64% of people who Yale admitted did accept the offer at Yale. And that's a yield then of 64%. So enrollment rate from offers of admission is the yield. And US News, if you have a really high yield, which I'm willing to guess that that's the highest yield of any law school. Let me just take a peek here really quick.
Stanford. But I feel like it's roughly around 40% for Harvard and Stanford.
Yeah, Stanford, 40%. So Stanford admitted 399 people and wow, only 40% of those people said yes to Stanford. Harvard admitted 968 people because Harvard is a gigantic school. Only 445 of those people accepted. So it's a 45% enrollment rate from offers of admission or yield at Harvard. Boy, it just makes those schools not look nearly as exclusive as you think, huh? When you see how many people are turning down those schools, you're not required to go to Yale just because Yale lets you in.
I think that's also potentially a result of students just being smarter today. We have more information. We know that we're supposed to be applying to more schools now.
Yeah.
And students applying to like 20 different schools. If you get into Harvard, you've got 19 other options still.
Yeah. Well, also the overlap between those schools, right? Like the same people are getting into Harvard, Stanford, Yale. right? Like the people who apply with a 3.99 GPA and a 178 LSAT are getting in to Harvard and Stanford and Yale. And then you can only pick one of them. So you do have to decline certain schools. Let's bring it back to Brandon's email. Again, Brandon is getting full ride offers from schools in the top 20 to top 50 range, but waitlisted at a 100 plus school. And Brandon even admits, the only reason I applied to this school was to get a really good offer I could possibly use in negotiations. Sure seems to me like this school knows that.
Exactly. Right? You've already got the full rides also. So those are your bargaining chips at this point.
Yeah. And let's not make too much of this bargaining chip idea. I don't think that the point is so much to get a full ride that you can then use as leverage. It's more like get a full ride so that you yourself have a better walking away point, right? If you know that you have a full ride you can accept, then you're willing to walk away, or you might be more willing to walk away from a higher ranked school that didn't give you as good of a scholarship. So it's not quite so much like the threat of walking away. It's more giving yourself what negotiators call a better BATNA, BATNA meaning best alternative to a negotiated agreement. You can walk, but you have to be willing to actually walk away. That's the thing. Okay. So I think this school here for Brandon, I think this school realized that Brandon was going to get better offers that were going to blow them out of the water. And they decided just not to instantly admit Brandon, because they were afraid that Brandon was going to walk away from them, thus killing their yield. And by the way, to give you a peek on the other side of the curtain, right? So into a different world. So let's go just outside the top 100, and let's look at, Catholic University. That's another of the DC schools. And at Catholic, they got 1,200 applications last year. They admitted 500 of those people, which was an acceptance rate of 41%. And the enrollment rate from offers of admission there is only 23%.
Only 100 or so are accepting those offers.
Yep. They ended up with a class of 118. They had to admit 508 people to get a class of 118. And so their yield is far lower. And my guess is, you know, if Brandon is a 165 and a 3.7, then he's way above the 75th percentile LSAT and way above the 75th percentile GPA at a school like Catholic. And Catholic is like, hey, man, you're going to get into Georgetown. You're going to also get a scholarship from George Washington, and you're not going to end up actually coming to our school. We know this because 4 out of 5 people that we admit deny us, or three or four out of five deny us. And because of that, we're going to go ahead and just put you on the wait list because we don't think you're serious about our school.
It's funny. It almost makes it sound like a bit of a dating game where it's like, this person is way more attractive than me, so why would they even be interested in me? So I'm going to reject them first, or at least give some pause so that they can't reject me.
Yeah, that is what it is. It's like a dating game, except for the object of your affection is going to report how many times they got hit on, you know, how many times they got asked out and how many times they said yes, and then how many times they got stood up on the date. Because that's kind of what it is, right? When you apply, you're like asking them for a date. They say yes, that's them admitting you. Then you get to decide whether you're going to actually show up or not. That's the game, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, there's so many ways we could push that metaphor too. And you're either paying for the date or they're paying for you to come on the date.
Right. We do have to talk about, once we've decided that we're having a date, now we have to decide who's going to pick up the tab. Yeah. And yeah, you know, I think that this potential date for Brandon they knew that Brandon was not going to pick up the check. they knew that Brandon maybe was not even going to show up. And so they said, sorry, Brandon, you're too attractive for me. I'm going to go ahead and put you on the wait list. And then, you know, that's not a denial. So Brandon could, if Brandon was actually serious about this school, which the thing is, he's not. He said it himself. He's not. And if he already has full rides from much better schools, then yeah, he Why just bother? Let this one go, Brandon. This was a safety. They knew they were a safety, and they just decided not to even play the game with you, which was probably smart, you know, because unless you know, they somehow knew that you weren't serious.
Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admission news. Thanks for listening.